a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We love a word of the year, and this time of year, there's always a thing of the year and this of the year and that of the year. I mean, we were just talking about Spotify Wrapped before, which is essentially your very own song of the year, isn't it, at some point? Macquarie Dictionary, sort of pretty high up there in the dictionary sort of hierarchy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, isn't there like a when you're writing uni things that you have to like say this is Macquarie referenced,
like, quote or your sources.
Yeah, or Collins, or as you can see, scholars here.
Collins. Would you put Macquarie above Collins? I wouldn't. I'd probably put Collins and
really?
Then,
no, I feel like Macquarie is like a bit
No, I feel like Macquarie's like
Oxford Dictionary.
Oh yeah, Oxford
alternate.
Is the top. Yeah,
let's
that's
just
fair.
Stop it right there.
But then I feel like Macquarie's like Australian, whereas Collins is more worldwide. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And then where does Encarta come in?
Oh,
no, that's an encyclopedia,
you
isn't
know
it?
That's not a dictionary. Don't even say that word to me. I get so excited.
Macquarie Dictionary is unveiled. It's unveiled. It's word of the year. Good words, Tom. Exposes the resentment among Aussie consumers about the reliability of tech platforms.
Okay.
This word.
Oh, can I guess? Can I guess it?
I reckon you probably can't. I don't know if you can.
I would say the word of the year might be scammed.
No.
Okay. I'm on the right track?
No.
Okay.
So they haven't actually given me the list in order, but let's sort of try and read this Daily Mail article backwards. So remember Colesworth was ANU's word of the year to describe Coles and Woolworths rather than saying them. Yeah.
That's not a word. I feel like the word of the year this year is words that people are making up themselves and saying, oh, this is the word of the year. No.
Last year, Cozy Lives was the word of the year.
See, and people used that. So that makes sense.
RTD was selected after the federal government introduced new laws in August, which gives employees the right not to be contacted after work hours.
Oh, right to disconnect.
Ah, right.
That's,
so that's,
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that came in third. Coming in second, brain rot.
Yeah, brain rot.
Low quality social media content and the supposed diminished mental capacity it triggers in those who consume it.
Love a brain rot session. Love a rot session. Bed rot. Brain rot.
And also an honourable mention to raw dogging, which is something that we do a lot of, I mean, say a lot of here. I've been raw dogging my drives.
What do you mean?
I've been just driving in silence lately.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty grim, hey?
Oh, my God.
No, I wanted to.
Be one with yourself, mate.
I wanted to get a taste of it. You know, I'm not going to do a full flight. You know, people raw dog flights.
Yeah.
That seems excessive.
Yeah.
But just a drive back to Lara, 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. Windows open or windows up?
Windows up.
Oh, God. That makes it even worse.
Is it?
Yes.
Anyway, that's sort of little insight there, a little peek behind the curtain.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to know the word of the year according to Macquarie Dictionary?
Do you think I would have heard this word?
I don't think you would have.
Then I don't even want to know.
That's why I said you can't guess it.
Okay. No, I just thought it was because I was dumb. Okay, go on.
The word captures what many of us feel is happening to the world and so many aspects of our lives at the moment.
I know it. Hell in a handbasket.
Well, it sort of means the same thing.
Does it?
The definition of the word covers specifically the deterioration of an online platform as a consequence of profit seeking. So it's something that you've been used, a service or product, and then the quality goes down because they're grabbing for profits.
Okay, so for example, you've met like if Tim Tam packets used to be 500 grams and cost $3, now they cost $6 and they might be 480 grams or something.
But
that kind of vibe, right?
Yeah, but also they're talking about tech platforms, so more like Instagram. Oh, now I have to, when I'm scrolling through my stories, I have to go through like 3 ads before the next bit of content.
Remember,
they put one ad in.
Yeah.
I mean, you never used to have ads in the stories and then, you know, so that would be described as the enshitification of of Instagram.
Hang on.
Shit.
No.
Ification.
That is not the word of the year.
It is. For Macquarie Dictionary,
that's
the term
amazing.
Enshitification is word of the year.
Are you reading it correctly? Maybe you're enunciating the wrong part. Maybe it's in
Nah.
Teification. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Are you sure?
Nah. It's the word of the year for this year, enshittification colloquial, the gradual deterioration of a service or product brought about by a reduction in the quality of service provided, especially of an online platform as a consequence of profit seeking.
I was so close.
As you would have noticed, the enshittification of this show over the last sort of 5 minutes or so.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
There are certain things that you do, or certain people that you see doing things in their life, and you're like, it's like very aspirational, and you're like, oh, wow, I could never be that person. I could never be the kind of person that, you know, does ultra marathons, yeah, or the kind of person that, you know, goes to another country and builds a school, or for, yeah, you know, that kind of, you know, I'd love to be that kind of person, but it's
inspirational and aspirational.
Yeah. Yep. So I moved categories yesterday.
Yeah.
I went from being everyday pleb sort of bloke, you know, just
doing your thing.
Thing. Into the category of the people that I have long admired.
Did you build a school?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Did you do an ultra marathon?
Let's just let that go into the past. Hey?
Did you do an ultra marathon?
No, I didn't do an ultra marathon.
Sure? Oh, that's where we thought you were going with this.
What'd you do?
Come on, man. Just let me go. So we went to Saltair Spa in Torquay yesterday.
We did.
And I had to get petrol on the way out of town.
Mm.
So I went and saw our friends at APCO in South Geelong,
yeah,
where famously, previously, Cameron Ling has filled up petrol and with someone parked behind him waiting to use the bowser,
yes,
gone in, ordered a coffee, waited for that coffee to be made, and then strolled back out, got in his car and driven away.
Yeah.
Let's not revisit a down point in my life. That was a bad moment for
me. Mate,
I made a poor decision.
It's the rich tapestry of life that goes on at APCO South Geelong because... Mm. Yesterday, I rolled in there and I've come off Moorabool Street straight into the servo where you would theoretically just roll up to a bowser,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So in my car, passenger side is where the fuel cap is.
Mm-hmm.
And there was someone at each of those,
yeah,
sides of all the pumps. And I was pulled up behind a lady and I was like, okay, I'm sitting here. And the pump right next to me was empty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was on the wrong side.
Wrong side, yep.
On the wrong side, and I was in a rush. So I went, do you know what? Today's the day. Tom, today's the day that you go from being just Tom Lewis,
yeah,
and you step into the realm of the people that you have admired for years and years. When you've seen them do the work that they do,
yeah,
you see them just grab life by the...
Mm.
And just give it a real shake.
Yeah.
And so I reversed and I pulled up wrong side to the pump. Yeah. Yeah. And then I grabbed the unleaded nozzle.
Yeah.
And I started to walk around the back of my car and I looked at the hose and went, oh, God, this is not going to be long enough. But I had pulled as close into that bowser as I could. And I made it to the other side of my car and I got that nozzle in the wrong side hole. And I filled my car... from the wrong side bowser.
Wow.
Yesterday, and then put it back. Not a drip was spilt.
Yeah.
And I wandered in, and oh my God, I felt like King D.
Yeah.
I walked up to the register, and I had this look on my face. I know I did. Like,
yeah, yeah,
did,
yeah.
Did you just see that?
Yeah. Tom from K-Rock. Yeah, hi. Did you see what I did?
The lady was like, yeah, $30. Like, yep, just on card, thanks, tapped it, and then left.
And somehow, and congratulations to you, by the way, for doing this, and somehow you were still late to Saltair yesterday.
Mate, I didn't care. I could be late for the rest of the year.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's just a little neighbourhood warning, maybe, because neighbours of ours over the weekend found a little surprise. It is that time of the year, weather gets warm, things start moving around. Yes, Tom.
Was it a wad of cash under the bushes in their backyard? Oh, God, it's a treasure chest. Yeah. How Newtown.
I love finding money.
Yeah. Is that a Mercedes?
No, that is not what happened. Mm. That would be very nice, though. I'd love that. Mm. Over the weekend, they were doing a little bit of a clean-up, a little bit of a work around the house, had the garage door, the roller door, up.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's where that BMW got to.
I haven't seen that Range Rover for months.
Yeah.
I thought we'd lost it.
Sorry, Cameron.
No, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Are you two finished yet?
No, we're not. No, we never will be. But can you just tell your story?
No, so the garage door up all day. Left it up while they were doing, you know, a bunch of gardening, bunch of moving stuff around, everything like that. Okay? Fast forward to the evening. I'm not going to name which neighbour this was, but one of the couple has gone to walk down the passage and found that a beautiful eastern brown snake had made its way inside the roller door being up garage throughout the day at some stage and then snuggled into a nice little spot in their passage.
Wow.
And
can I just...
Yes.
Please stop saying passage. I'm not...
Oh, hallway.
Yeah, better. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, why?
No, in Newtown, they're passages.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Atrium. No, that's like a foyer thing, isn't
it?
Well,
I mean, if I was an Eastern Brown, I'd be like, well, this is nice.
Yeah.
This carpet is plush. Yeah. And the hardwood floors, are you kidding me?
Is that patchouli?
It was right in the middle of the hallway. So, of course, they've just basically panicked, as you would.
Yeah.
And the, you know, kids in the house and everything like that. They've quickly rung the snake catcher. Mm. And the snake catcher's like, right, you cannot take your eyes off it because I don't want to have to try and find it if it disappeared. So they've had to position themselves. One at one end of the hallway.
Yeah.
One person at the other end of the hallway. Basically, like, blocking the two exits.
Yeah.
But both of them were thinking, well, I sure as hell don't want it coming in my direction. What am I doing if it does come towards me?
Yeah.
Well, you pat it and say, get into this pillowcase.
Well, you're just going to run, aren't you?
Get your cricket whites on. Get your pads on and a bat.
It took about 30, 35 minutes for the snake catcher to turn up. They said it was the longest 30 or so minutes of their life, just sweating and praying that the snake would not, like, sort of wake up and turn and go, oh, I'm going to try and exit the house via their direction.
Yeah. Mm.
Fortunately for them, all ends well. It just stayed there, snuggled in its little spot. Mm. Snake catcher was able to remove it, do everything like that. So just a warning. Maybe if you're doing a whole bunch of work throughout the day, don't leave the roller door up and the door to the house open for it to just these things to slither on in and get a good spot.
Yeah.
Also, don't be alarmed if you find an Eastern Brown in your passage. Okay? It's natural. It's all natural.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This one's for Stan.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now. 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 Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Every single Wednesday we do this with big thanks to Stan. And don't worry, I gave a review about Yellowstone about 2 weeks ago and I was starting to question it. I'm back in. I'm back in a big way. Good job, Stan. Yeah. Loving Yellowstone again now. The way this one's going to work, for those who haven't heard it before, Tom and Log are going to act out a scene from a movie. I love this combination. You two together is outstanding. Once you've finished your dialogue and your acting, don't forget you need to finish it off with
and scene.
And pull the curtain down. So I know the acting has ended. And then I, because it's been so perfect, will be able to guess the movie that you've acted it out from.
Okay.
No pressure.
I'm a bit nervous about this. This
is
a
bit...
Come on.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Ready, let's go. Dad, do Mr. Napkinhead.
No, 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 no.
Please.
No, no.
Please. Do it. Please.
Please. Okay, I'll do it quickly. Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Now do it.
Amanda, can I borrow your napkin, please?
Amanda, you're going to love this. It's so funny. I mean, you'll fall off your chair. It's so funny.
Hello. My name is Mr. Napkin.
Oh, you've done the actual napkin.
Hello, children. Who is this? Who is this lady?
Amanda.
And what has she got her funny accent for?
And see.
Oh, outstanding.
I didn't know you were going to do the napkin.
I know. The only napkin I could find was toilet paper.
How'd that taste?
Brilliant for so many reasons. One, because you did the napkin. Two, accents. Perfect. And three, it's that time of the year leading into that movie where I would be watching it, The Holiday.
Hey.
Oh, my name is Mr. Napkin Head. Hello, children. Who's this lady?
Amanda.
And why has she got that funny accent?
Amanda.
You were a brilliant Jude Law. I was looking around to see where Cameron Diaz was. And we found out that cottage where they stayed in was not real.
Yes.
The picture-perfect Christmas cottage.
Oh, was it a set?
It was a built one just for the movie.
Oh, cool.
How sad is that?
Way to ruin Christmas, guys.
Oh, sorry about that. But great job, you two.
Yay.
Good guess too, mate. Fun. Well done. I'm glad you knew the movie. It is all thanks to our mates at Stan. We'll do it again next Wednesday. The biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.